Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraylor with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Wednesday, November 28th newsletter. First off, you can probably tell I have a cold tonight. A little hard to understand me. Pretty stuffed up here. So I'll do the best I can to cover the newsletter. So as you can see, the newsletter is divided into five major sections. Quite a bit to discuss tonight. First off, as you've already seen, I've sent out two emails on the systems, one on the SPY system and one on the Apple system. And we'll just go ahead and cover that real quickly here. Again, that's been discussed in the detailed emails I already sent out, but we'll discuss that real quick. Market had, a huge rally today, one of those, what we like to call rip your face off rallies. Dow was up almost 620 points, S&P up 62 points. Those are big numbers. We gapped to the upside today. Market pushed higher, and then it really rallied big after Fed Chairman Powell's comments, slightly dovish comments. I will say slightly dovish. They were, they weren't super dovish. They're not going to raise interest rates, but, he's been very hawkish. And he softened up a little bit. Market liked that, and the market took off. Again, we've been talking about that meeting for the last week, so everyone should have been well aware of that. And you can clearly see with the market's reaction after his comments how important the Fed is to the market. Everyone always talks about it, but you can really see by that reaction today. Okay? Again, big rally today. Not surprised, we'll see what happens from here. Again, these kind of big rallies, big moves are typical in these very volatile market conditions. We're in some sort of bear market, these type of things happen, okay? We'll see where it goes from here. I will say that the market closed right at the 61.8% Fib retracements from the November 7th highs to last week's lows. Lately, that 61.8 Fib has been an important one. So we'll see if we pull back a little bit for that or not. If the market's going to push higher, the best thing for it to do would be to, say, have an inside day tomorrow. Typically, after these big rally days, you get an inside day. So if we just get a small pullback tomorrow, that's fine. What you don't want to see is a big retracement of today's gains tomorrow. The market retraces more than 50% of today's gains tomorrow. That would be bearish, guys. So again, we'll see what happens tomorrow. And let's go ahead and start looking at the charts. So before we get to the market analysis, let's quickly cover the systems. So the first image below here, item number two, this is a chart of the new SPY system. This went long last week on Wednesday, as you can see on this chart. And it's been a nice trade, obviously. So one thing I covered in the email that I sent out earlier, what's it going to take for this trade to close out? It's holding this trade now via this momentum indicator down here. When the momentum indicator turns red, the trade will close out. That's a good thing because that means there's some sort of stop on the trade. The market can't just sell off to new lows where this trade will keep holding on. So I hope we get some more follow through and get a little more positive on this trade. But so far, nice trade. Again, if you're long here, you want to take something off the table. I don't think that's bad. Lock something in if you feel a little nervous. But for now, the system is going to continue holding. Next, image number three below. So here's the trade for the system. So again, it went long on last Wednesday, November 21st, as you can see, SPY went long at 265.02. The SPY closed at 274.58 today, so about a 3.6% gain on the trade. Not bad, okay? About 9.5 points on the SPY. However, last week I also sent out an option trade at the same time. Remember, for the new SPY system, I stated that I would be also sending out option trade suggestions for the trade. For the system trades. So those of you who don't want to go long the SPY ETF, you could go long the option trades. I personally went long the option trade myself. Anyway, you could see how the options move. The option trade, the one I sent out was January 18th with the 238 strike price. Entry price was around 29 and a quarter. Today it closed around 37. So the option you can see is up about 26.5%. So quite a bit bigger move than the SPY. That's the nice thing about options. Plus your risk is a little more defined. One thing to note, guys, the nice thing about these SPY option trades is they trade up to 15 minutes until after the market closes. So I bring that up because a lot of times the SPY trades are confirmed near the close of the day, but you still have 15 minutes to enter them. So again, as you know, I'm relaunching the SPY system. So far, nice trade by the new system. Again, I still will fill you in once I fully complete that section and show you the changes I've made. But so far, nice little start. Next, let's talk about Apple system. So here's the Apple system. And the Apple system went long last week as well. I thought the market would have a little more pullback because of an open gap, and it did. The system took a second entry. And with today's rally in Apple, the second entry is now positive. Today's rally has not gotten back to the first entry, though, yet. So far about a break-even trade, but nice to see the rally today. You can see the past trades on the Apple system. One thing I'm happy with the Apple system is it didn't get caught in that last downtrend, you know, basically stayed out of that big hard sell-off there in October. Next, chart 5, here's the actual subsystem that triggered on Apple last week. It was the bull exhaust. Again, you can see the two entries there. Just like on the SPY system, this trade right now is being held by this momentum indicator. It's green. But it won't take much to flip that indicator back red. So it does have a stop in place here. Let's look at some statistics for the Apple system. I haven't showed this in a while, so here's the statistics for the Apple system. Profit factor of around 28, 91.7% winning trades. Next, chart 7, here's a profit curve of the Apple system. Nice curve, though I will note that it's kind of flattening out here. So hopefully this can have a start moving to the upside again. All right, so that does it for the systems. Nice move on the system so far. You know, obviously the market has helped. If the market sells off here, obviously that would not help. But, you know, if we push a little higher in the market, that'll help these system trades. Okay, let's go and get started with the market newsletter. So item number 8 below shows the index sector table and what transpired today and this week so far. Again, solid gain on the market today. Major indexes up 2.5% basically for the S&P and Dow. Again, the Dow rallied about 620 points, S&P 62 points. Those are big one-day gains. NASDAQ up about 3%, NASDAQ 100 up 3.2%. Russell 2000 up 2.5%. For the week, big gains, Dow up 4.5%, S&P up 4.2%, NASDAQ up 5%, Russell lagging up 2.8%. As far as the major market sectors today, every sector was up, save for utilities, which is just slightly down. So very broad-based rally here, as you can see today. Currency-wise, U.S. dollar, nice pullback, down 0.5%. It started selling off after Fed Chairman Powell's comments, not surprising. Also, Steve talked about, you know, maybe a little double top on the dollar, and so far we've got a pullback there. Current commodities overall, crude oil down, still down 2.5%. So crude oil is still having trouble bouncing, guys. So still nothing's changed there. Still in a very strong downtrend. I'll talk about that when I get to it below. Natural gas, though, big day, up 9.5%. Copper rebounded, up 3.9%. Agriculture up 0.9%. Coffee shows it down, but coffee should actually be up today. I'm not sure why that hasn't updated. And precious metals, did rebound today, especially after the dollar fell. Gold up 0.37%, silver up 1%, and GDX, nice rebound, up 2.5%. At the bottom, TLT 20-year bonds fell 0.5% today, and high-yield corporate bonds, a nice rally, up 0.83%. Next, item number 9 below shows the economic news calendar. So the first chart below, item number 10, shows a daily snapshot of the 5 key major indexes. Again, nice big rally today, closed at the highs. So solid rally across the board, broad-based. Nice rally from last week's lows. You can see the indexes all closed above their middle Bollinger Bands. Next, chart 11. Here's that comparison chart of the triple Qs to the triple Qs equal weighted. Just wanted to give a shout out to Steve. He mentioned that last week. The fact that the equal weighted had formed a higher low, and boy, that really played out. You know, this thing, really nice chart. This gave a great warning signal for the big sell-off in the market back in early October when the equal weighted made a lower high. You see that? And just recently here, when the equal weighted made a higher low, so positive divergence, gave a nice warning for a market rally. Really nice chart. Useful chart to keep in your toolbox. Next, chart 12. Here's a moving on to the S&P charts. So here's that short-term daily chart we've been showing. Clearly, nice move today. Obviously, a solid close above that 9 EMA, which has been resistance. Last night, Steve talked about how price closed right at the 9 EMA, and that many times when it closes right on it, a lot of times you'll gap above it. And that's exactly what happened today. So kudos to Steve for his comments. One thing to note here, guys, we closed right near the 61.8 fib from the November 7th high to last week's lows. Lately, that 61 fib has been a big area. So we'll see if we at least pause there. If the market, as I stated above, the bearish thing would be if we were to take back more than 50% of today's candle tomorrow, that would not be good. Okay. Now, if we just have a little pullback, like an inside day, that's okay. That's typical after these big rallies, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. Also note, I drew a downtrend line here. That's just above. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Next, chart 13, here's another daily view of the S&P. This contains the moving average configurations I talked about extensively on Monday. Really like that chart. Again, solid rally today. You can see we closed over the 38% fib from the September highs. As I already stated above, today's close closed right near the 61.8% fib from the November 7th highs. Lately, that fib's been pretty important. You can see on November 7th, we stopped right at the 61.8 fib from the September highs. Anyway, one thing Steve commented about last night, I don't know if you picked it up, he mentioned how the moving averages were still quite wide. The 9 EMA was still quite wide from the 20 EMA, which is green, and that still provided quite a bit of juice for the market if it wanted to push higher. Boy, that's exactly what happened today. In fact, even with today's big rally, guys, notice the 9 EMA still has quite a bit of distance from the 20 EMA. So still some room here if the market wants to push higher. Again, the 50-day and 200-day moving averages above have my attention, as well as the 50% fib. Also, I had a question the other day. Someone was asking me, hey, when these moving averages pinch together, like I show on the annotations, how do you know when to trigger? What happens if the moving averages just go through? That's the whole point of using the candlesticks, guys. If you look at those candlesticks, you get your triggers off the candlesticks with tight stops. So for example, November 7th, when the moving averages pinched there, notice you had a doji candlestick. Your short trigger would have been over that under the doji with a stop right at the high there. You see that? Or back there in June, when the moving averages pinched for a bullish trade, you'd had a stop right there at the low. Or back there in April, when the moving averages had that bearish pinch, your trigger was the low of that doji, stop at the high where you see the dotted line. So use the candlesticks for your triggers, guys. The moving averages, when they pinch together, that's your trigger to, that's your signal to look for a trigger on the candles. You don't just buy or short when the moving averages pinch. You need a trigger off the candles. Okay? Hope that makes sense. Next, chart number 14. Here's the daily pivots chart. Again, we went right through that 2731 pivot. Next pivot is up there at 2780. Otherwise, we got a confluence of moving averages above here to contend with in the short term. Next, chart number 15, here's the daily S&P with the ATR. As I stated, the ATR here is kind of useless at the moment with this volatility. The BPTMA Deluxe did go back green today, as you can see. Next, chart number 16, here's a two-hour view. Notice the Fibonacci lines I drew from the November 7th high to last week's lows. And today's rally took the S&P right near the 61.8% Fib retracement, which is at 2745. So big area to monitor. We're quite overbought today. The RSI at the top, the five RSI, is up there at 93%. So it's an area where we could pull back. I will say the positive is there's no divergence and there's no MACD divergence. But we are near a 61.8 Fib, so that's an area that we could easily pull back from. Again, generally after these big rally days, you at least get some sort of inside day. That would be a positive if we just get a small pullback tomorrow. Again, if we were to get a big retracement tomorrow, that would not be good. Next, chart number 17, here's a 60-minute view. Here I drew a little horizontal resistance. Again, that basically matches that 61.8% Fib. Just above here. The movement averages are starting to flip positive on this time frame. That's a good thing. Notice at the top, the 5 RSI has some divergence. So please take note of that. Also, the 14 RSI, quite overbought here. Next, chart number 18 is a 15-minute view. As you know, the movement averages went positive on Monday. You can see my little arrow there. And, you know, they stayed pretty pinched here. So they've been bullish all along here. We filled that open gap. Nice move today. Again, there is some negative divergence. Look at the RSIs. Look at the 5 RSI, 14 RSI. We do have some negative divergence now. So a little pullback, at least in the short term, guys, would make sense. And finally, chart 19, here's a 5-minute view with the pivots. Again, big move today, especially after Chairman Powell's comments, which were at 12 o'clock. Look at that. Boom. Right after he talked about that, market jumped, you know, 30 points right after he talked about that and pushed the rest of the day. Also, look at your moving averages, guys. Moving averages were positive all day long. Here's another little educational note. Look toward the last hour of the day at 3 o'clock. We had a little pullback there. That was actually a bullish pullback. When we rallied right into the close after that. That pullback, if you look toward the bottom, the two stochastics, the 60 stochastic was above 80, remained above 80, while the faster 10-link stochastic pulled back to 20. That is what I call a stochastic momentum. Was a good buy signal there for day trade to the close. Tomorrow's primary pivot is around 2724. Again, we are quite overbought here in the short term, guys. Next. Taking a quick look at the other indexes, chart number 20. Here's the Dow. Again, solid close. This closed above its 20-day moving average and 200-day moving average. The 50-day moving average in red is just above. That could be a target if we push higher. Next, chart number 21. Here's a 60-minute view of the Dow with the Fibs from the November 7th highs. Didn't quite make it to the 61.8 Fib like the S&P. Again, nice rally out of that base from early this week. Next, chart number 22, here's the triple Qs. Nice rally over the 20-day moving average on another good push. The 200-day and declining 50-day moving average above could be targets. Next, chart number 23, here's that equal-weighted triple Qs. Remember, this made a higher low, unlike the triple Qs. That was a positive. You can see how this closed right at the 50-day moving average. Next, Chart 24, here's a 60-minute view of the triple Qs. Just like the S&P, closed right near the 61.8 fib area. We do have we are quite a rebot here, quite stretched. This would be an area at least to pause. Next, chart 25, IWM, Russell 2000, nice day. Again, it did lag though, relative to the other indexes. Finally, chart 26, here's a 60-minute view. All right, guys, that does it for the indexes. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Futures are down slightly tonight, as you would expect. We were quite extended with today's rally. Next, chart 27, Apple. So the Apple didn't quite fill that open gap. It did get well into it. Doesn't mean it's not going to ultimately fill that gap, though. But again, nice rally today, basically back to its 9-day exponential moving average. Now, this is resistance. It is an area where it could fail. That's why I also stated in the email earlier today that, you know, it could be an area where even if you're long the Apple system, you may want to take something off, even though the system isn't. We have had a nice bounce here. Next, chart 28, here's the VIX. The VIX was down today, as you'd expect. If the VIX continues to fall, that lower Bollinger Bands will be a support area. Also, on a 15-minute time frame, I noticed the VIX has a little positive divergence. Again, guys, don't expect the VIX to go back down into the 10 range, 9 and 10 range like it was. You know, volatility is here to stay. Next, chart 29, TLT 20-year bonds, nice sell-off. You can see how this week it stopped at that horizontal resistance and has sold off. Next, chart 30, high yield corporate bonds, big rally up 0.83%. Remember, this tends to move with the S&P. So pretty much as you'd expect. Also, really nice rally off that 61.8% fib retracement. Again, I always talk about how important that fib is. And you can see rallied right near that area. Would have been a low risk long right down in that area. Next, chart 31, emerging markets, nice day. Slight close below this big downtrend line. Like to see more than that, but a nice day. Next, chart 32, here's the weekly view. Basically, the weekly view, you still haven't really taken out the downtrend line from the whole year, but that's something to monitor over time. Next, moving on to market sectors. I'm not going to talk about all the sectors tonight, guys, because it's kind of late. And again, every sector basically was up today except for utilities. So here's a general broad overview of all the sectors. Again, you can see most of them pretty nice days. So no reason to go over all those. We'll go over just a few below. Chart 34, here's the transports. Again, nice day. Actually closed slightly above these two major moving averages. Next, chart 35, financials. Next, chart 36, banks. Took out that little downtrend line I was showing, but it's going to got plenty of resistance above. Next, chart 37, metals and mining. Nice reversal. I drew a pseudo wedge here to monitor. Should we get some follow through? Next, chart 38, energy XLE. On Wednesday, I showed this falling wedge pattern with MACD divergence. And today, we XLE closed above the downtrend line in 9 EMA. So we'll see if we can get some follow through here. The energy sector, the stocks tend to rally. They tend to lead the commodities. So even though crude oil remains weak, remember, the stocks are likely to find a bottom before crude oil itself does. Next, chart 39, oil services, also rallied back. Still overall below its 9 EMA, though. Next, moving on into commodities. Oh, before we get to commodities, chart 40, here's the BPENER, Bullish Percent Energy Index. I posted this on the trading community blog today. This is down to 3.5%. But there is a positive divergence here. Look at the MACD. So this is an area where this may try to bounce from. Remember, these bullish percent charts are from 0 to 100. Rarely do they get this low. So it is quite low in an area where we could see a bounce from. Next, chart 41, here's a zoomed out view. Again, you can see how it's near long-term support. So an area where we could see a bounce from. Next, chart 42, moving on to commodities. Here's crude oil, down another 2.5%, still cannot bounce. You can see today's highs stopped right at that horizontal line, which was that support, which was lost. Okay. Next support is down there at 49. Shoot, maybe crude oil still goes to there before it bounces. This downtrend has been very extensive. Look at that downtrend below the 9 EMA since October. For the last two months, it is marched straight down. We still have some divergence on the RSI indicator, so this could bounce any time, but I'm eyeing at next support. Next, chart 43, here's the Tradable ETF USO. I mentioned on Monday that little doji area could be a trigger long. It never triggered, so it's went down again. So we continue to monitor for a trigger. Again, it is getting very oversold here, guys. It is going to bounce eventually, but you know, it could still go lower first. Next, chart 44, here's a 60-minute chart. Again, you can see this steady downtrend and moving averages. Next, chart 45, natural gas, big day up 9.5%. Could be forming some kind of large triangle pattern. Remember, natural gas inventories tomorrow. That tends to move it. Next, chart 46, copper. Nice rebound up 3.9%, otherwise still in this same overall pattern. Next, chart 47, DBA, agriculture ETF up about 1%. Next, chart 48, Joe, the coffee ETF. I talked about on Monday how that 61.8 Fib was a likely support area for a low-risk trade. So far, it's held that. If you're long, I think you could simply have a swing stop right at that 40.36 area. Next, chart 49, U.S. dollar. Nice pullback today, especially after Powell's comments. Steve talked about, you know, could be a little possible double top last night. So far, we've pulled back. It's still in this channel, though. Next, chart 50, gold. Gold did rebound today, but still no change technically overall. Still in this same triangle pattern. You can see today's highs stopped again right at the downtrend line. It needs to break above that for any bullish event. And so far, the moving averages are kind of bearish here still, but they are very tight. You see that? Next, chart 51, silver, same deal. Nice bounce, but still, you know, below resistance, still downtrending. Next, chart 52, GDX, rebounded as well with the falling dollar. Here, I drew a downtrend line to monitor. Could be forming some sort of triangle pattern. Next, chart 53, here's the two-hour view I showed on Monday. No changes. Downtrend line is still your main resistance. Next, chart 54, AGI. Here's a low-price gold stock to monitor. Little wedge-like pattern. MACD divergence. Next, chart 55, here's a silver stock. Has a support down here. Main resistance is the downtrend line it needs to clear. Keep an eye on that WPM-GLD downtrend ratio line. All right, guys, finally, let's move to the trade ideas. So on Monday, I added a bunch of long ideas. Only one of them triggered the pen. But then today, most of the remaining ideas that I had triggered, and Steve added a bunch of new longs last night, and most of his triggered. So, chart 56, this is the one I had on Monday, which triggered yesterday, followed through today. Next, chart 57, FCX, this was on Monday. I listed it as an either or. I said it could be a short, or it could be a low risk long, double bottom play. And so far, that's really what it's been. Nice rally, taking out a little downtrend line today on expanding volume. You see that? So we'll see if we can get some upside follow through, but it looks positive. Next, chart 58, ENTG. Long idea of mine from Monday. Nice pop today. Next, chart 59, MASS. Long idea of mine from Monday. Again, it didn't trigger yesterday, but it triggered nicely today. Nice volume. 50-day moving average above looks like a likely target. Next, chart 60, EEFT. Steve had this last night. Gapped up over the downtrend line, which can happen. Nice move today on expanding volume. Next, chart 61, MSI. Long idea. Steve showed last night, nice move today over the downtrend line, expanding volume. Next, Jarvis 62, Gush. Long idea Steve showed last night. This is a triple leveraged S&P oil gas ETF. Nice falling wedge with MACD divergence. Slight trigger, though it's still below the 9 EMA, so you got to be a little concerned there. But, you know, leveraged play, wedge if you want to have a long play on the energy stocks. Next, Jarvis 63, Barry. Long idea from Steve. This triggered today but closed back off the highs. Next, Jarvis 64, BILI. Long idea from Steve last night. Just a tight play over the downtrend line. It did have a nice trade today, up 7.8%. Next, the next set of ideas, guys, are some longs that didn't trigger and a few new ones. So Jarvis 65, Tau. This is from Monday. It's still a long idea over this channel. Next, Jarvis 66, SSW. Actually, this one was from Steve. It did slightly trigger today. Next, Jarvis 67, MCHP. McFly 1985 on our trading community blog posted this. I love that handle. Clearly a Back to the Future, Back to the Future 1985, the first movie reference. Anyway, nice idea over the 76 area. Next, Jarvis 68, LLY, long idea breakout over the 116.20 area. Next, Jarvis 69, PMW. This is still valid. Steve had it last night if it can clear that 90 area. Even though it was down today, it's still valid. Next, Jarvis 70, OMC. Steve had it last night. Still valid over that resistance. Next, Jarvis 71, Intel. Here's a long idea on Intel if we can clear that upper trend line. Next, Jarvis 72, HBM, another long idea over the downtrend line. Next, Jarvis 73, FND, long idea from Monday. It's actually still valid over that 34 area. Next, Jarvis 74, DFRG, basing pattern, long idea over the 725 area. Next, Jarvis 75, FOXA. Not a long idea over the 50 area. And next, Jarvis 76, Abbott Labs. Long idea over the 73.10 area. All right, guys, that'll do it. My voice is about to give out anyway, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. Again, futures tonight, slightly down, but no big moves yet. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Have a good evening. Take care.